Tristology features contemporary, high-end quality sensual products for passionate play. Tristology is recognized in the industry as a leader and innovator for intimate toys that are classy and discreet. Tristology creates an environment where women are comfortable shopping. Tristology is about enhancing the relationship of couples and empowering women to their own sexuality through education and providing healthful, body-safe products for passionate play. Tristology not only sells pleasure products and lingerie, they offer seminar and classes too. For more information, visit Tristology.com or call 888-801-8952. That's 888-801-8952.
Are you looking for a graphic designer who can service all your business printing needs? Do you need a logo or layout for a new printout or digital marketing campaign? Where to Print offers the highest quality print and competitive pricing on apparel, banners, and stationery, including 1,000 business cards for $25. Where to Print is committed to supporting local nonprofits and paying forward their good fortune to help make a difference in the community. Visit www.wheretoprint.com. That's www.wheretoprint.com or call 866-612-3345. And mention Printing with a Purpose for your 10% discount today. If you didn't know where to print, now you know.
Look Good, Feel Good by Kim features beauty products that will make you look good, feel good, and do good, including top seller Lip Sense. What is Lip Sense? It's a long-lasting, waterproof, smudge-proof lipstick that won't kiss off. Synergen's products are not tested on animals, are vegan, GMO-free, lead-free, gluten-free, and wax-free. Check out their high-quality skincare, including the anti-aging complex of ingredients in Cineplex, the latest in technologies. Call Kim so she can meet with you for a personal one-on-one. 805-419-0008. That's 805-419-0008.
Let's get it started in here.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests. Everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now, here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. We've got 4th of July happening this next week and kind of right in the middle of the week. So I don't know if people are celebrating this weekend or next weekend. I don't know. But anyways, that should be another amazing time. And it's a time for people to get together and have barbecues and just really kind of honor our country here. So again, I always like to start our show with something uplifting. And if you're happy, if you're feeling good, then nothing else matters at that moment. Take that feeling and enjoy it. Stay with it. Anyways, that's what this show is all about, the brighter side of life. I'm Kim. I'm here with Tom. How you doing, Tom?
Everything's great. 4th of July is also my anniversary.
Oh, that's right. Oh, you always got those, firecrackers.
Got that going.
Right? There you go. All right. Well, I am really excited. We've got a full studio. We've got a full show for you today, and we've got lots of amazing, amazing events. I've got my really good friend, Mary Catherine McBride. We call her MC, and she is here today sharing another amazing event. It's Old Boney, right, is the hot sauce, It's a hot summer night festival. We've been giving tickets away. Today you're going to find out a little bit more about that, and of course that is happening Thursday, July 12th, 5 to 8, right here in Thousand Oaks, and of course over at the Los Robles Greens. Beautiful place. They've redone the whole thing. It's a great party place.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, so I'm excited. We're going to talk a little bit about that. And then we have City Council member Michael Morgan here. And of course, he is the Fiesta president, and with the Fiesta president, Nathaniel Honeycutt. Welcome very much, both of you guys. And we're going to find out a little bit about your event. Of course, huge, the largest community celebration. Of course, that's happening at the Camarilla Fiesta and Street Fair. And of course, that is happening July 19th through the 22nd, Friday through Sunday. You guys have so much going on there, too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. How are you guys doing?
Well, we're doing great. Thank you for having us.
Of course.
One of the things that you talked about, community event, we are the third largest community event in Ventura County.
There you go.
Population. We have about 35,000 people come over these three days, one night. And two. Anyway, it's a great event. It's a lot of fun. It's located in Old Town Camarillo.
Right.
We're near the chapel, the big chapel church there. This our motto this year is celebrate Camarillo's heritage.
Nice, nice. Well, perfect. I'm excited because we're going to talk a little bit about all the events. Also, I have the Oxnard dancers coming up. And, of course, I've got Maureen Shea, and she's known as the Real Million Dollar Baby, former WBC interim featherweight world champion, and probably and like so many more. You're going to be excited when you talk with her too. And of course, this year she's also dancing with Chewy Rodriguez, who is teaching her. And God, hats off to her, because they asked me to do this. It's just not in my comfort zone. Maybe one of these times, I don't know, but I love it. She's not only a fighter, but now she's a dancer. How cool is that? So, and of course, she is dancing with the Community Stars at the for the City Center at the Oxnard Salsa. So we're going to hear a little bit about that. And last, I'm going to talk with one of my personal interviews. And, of course, that's John Harmerland. And he discusses that we're all going to receive our new cards. And, of course, that's the Medicare cards. And, of course, this time they kind of put some thought into it. And so they're going to protect your identity. They will not have your Social Security numbers on there, which is a huge thing. So anyway, so that is what our show is all about. Again, we have so many things that we're giving away. We've got tickets. We've got lots of great things. Tom, you want to talk about those?
Yes, we do have the Old Boney Mountain Hot Summer Night Festival. Anybody who's raised in TO knows about the Boney Mountains. July 12th, Thursday 5 to 9, it's at Los Robles Golf Course. Tickets for that, a lot of good times, and hot sauce, very popular these days. And the game Cornhole, which has absolutely exploded. Camarillo Fiesta and Street Fair, July 19th through the 22nd, 10 to 8 o'clock. Free admission to this. A lot of carnival rides, food, crafts, vendors, entertainment, car show, kids' activities, beer, and a wine garden, too. What else is going on? Thursday, by the way, is Dollar Day. That is the time to go with a family to kick the whole thing off. Tons of fun there, and a car show, too. Ventura's local restaurants are competing for Ventura County's best chowder at the 4th Chowder Fest at the Channel Islands Maritime Museum, and that's at 3900 Bluefin Circle. If you have not been, you must go. That place is really great for the family. Oxnard Salsa Festival, we have tickets to that. Maureen will be dancing. And finally, Bistro 13, inviting you and your family to dine with them in Camarillo. That's a great restaurant, and we'll give a gift card for that.
There you go. All right. Well, let's start off, of course, with the hot summer nights, and we have Mary Catherine here to talk about it. But our phone number here, write this down. And a lot of you, it's funny, all the way through the days I get calls, you know, because they just must have it right in there. I love that. And I thank all of my listeners for being so dedicated for 10 years. We've been here talking about the brighter side of life. And again, that phone number is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And I'd love to give away tickets, of course, the Hot Summer Night Festival. That's happening July 12th, Thursday night, 5 to 9. And, of course, over at the Los Robles Golf Course located in Thousand Oaks. Slimmy. Blah. Anyways, Mary Catherine, you take it over from here. And thank you so much for being here. You always do such a great job.
Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you. It's always great to come with you, Kim. And you're always supportive of what we're doing up there in Kanao Valley. And the Rotary Club of Newbury Park has, I think, come up with a first. This is a brand new fundraiser for us. And there is no hot sauce competition anywhere. There's many of other kinds
of
competitions.
I love hot sauce, too, yeah.
Hot sauce has gone through the roof now, and we have received, it's an international competition. We've received over 90 hot sauce submissions from around the world. People, and these are all aficionados, you know, home crafters that, in fact, do it in legitimate kitchens and all health-coded, of course, and they mail in their jars and bottles of hot sauce, and we have now 90 to taste. So that's going to be going on the 12th, as we said. Along with that, we are the first California Cornhole Association sanctioned cornhole tournament in Conejo Valley.
Wow.
And we are offering cash prizes for the players, which hopefully will draw out the best in the game. It's huge. As Tom was saying before, it's gone through the roof.
Right.
Cornhole has really taken off tremendously. So we have a big cornhole tournament with the hot sauce tasting, a couple of vendors, live entertainment. The entry ticket of $55 will get you a souvenir tasting glass, and unlimited craft beer, food, and wine tastings, as well as the hot sauce. And also, now, let's talk about the hot sauce.
Yeah, let's talk about that. Do you put it on food that's there?
They'll have little spoons or chips, however you would like to taste it. But what we have narrowed down, we will have narrowed down the 90 to the 12 finalists. And that's what the people will be voting on.
So it's a people's choice. That point. Okay.
That's right. So, but they will have the other sauces to taste. But they're going to be voting on the 12 finalists that have gone through the first elimination. They also, but we will be displaying all 90 bottles, and the people will vote on the best label. They'll vote for the best craft beer.
Are they there to buy?
Yes, and they can buy them.
They can.
Not all 90, but there'll be some. A lot of people sent them in to donate so we could sell them and raise the money.
Oh, perfect.
Now, that's important, too. We're raising money for the Grossman Byrne Foundation Fireman's Fund. And that's our local firefighters. And given the worst firestorm in history of California, and we're not out of the woods yet with the season coming up again, we want to really honor them and pay attention to them and thank them. So that's what this night is for.
Mm.
And the major beneficiary, as I said, was the Grossman Byrne Foundation. So
I love it.
Oh, I want to offer your listeners a discount today.
Okay.
If they go online, first of all, there's a few tickets to call in.
Yeah, first of all, make sure you write that number down. And, of course, that's 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And, of course, we've got a couple pair of tickets. Thank you to Mary Catherine and,
of course,
their Rotary. And, of course, we'd love to share those with you. So call in right now. All you have to do is leave us your name, your number, and your email, and one of the team members will get back with you. But if they don't win them
If they don't win them here, then they go online, and our website is a little long, but it's the name of the event, Old Boney Mountain, but Mountain is MTN.
Okay.
Abbreviated. Old Boney MTN, hotsummernight.com.
Okay. And it will be in our newsletter.
Yes.
So all of you that get newsletters, you could probably just download that, link in it, and you'll be able to go to it.
But here is the discount. When they go on there and they buy their general admission ticket, enter the secret code Stein_club, 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 and you'll get a $15 discount.
Oh, that's huge.
That's huge.
Okay,
huge.
That's perfect.
And that's an honor to thank them for coming and for you for having us. So
aww,
it's a special code for you all to use today.
Okay, perfect. And so, again, you talked about this being the very first one, right?
I
love it. And you've had such a huge response. I mean, how did you get all these 90 hot sauce people calling in? How was that?
It was just getting the word out. Well, first of all, our partner with this is Old Boney Mountain Hot Sauce Company. And that is owned and started and founded by Jeff Losey. He's also a Newbury Park local, grew up there. And he has a passion for hot sauce. And he's been raising money, making his blend, and then had it professionally done in a kitchen. But he only sells it himself at all the street fairs.
Oh.
And all the money he raises selling his hot sauces, every weekend he goes to a fair. He goes to the local youth athletics. All the money is donated to the school programs for children athletics.
I love when people
are
passionate.
And so he and I are friends, and we were looking for an event, and he said, what do you think? And I said, I love that idea. Nobody's doing it.
Right.
And also, let's blend it with cornhole, because that is what people enjoy. So it's that's how it got birthed. And I think we have something here that people will enjoy. It's a hot summer night in July.
There you go.
And come after work. It's 5 to 9.
Casual.
It's going to be hot, but it'll be cool there. And there's got a lot of cover in this beautiful gardens at Los Robles Golf Course. Live entertainment. You get your souvenir tasting glass when you enter, and that allows you to walk around and to keep it afterwards. There'll be some prizes for the cash prizes again for the cornhole tournament. So I think that it's just a fun hot summer night.
I love it. I love it. And give out the website one more time.
Old Boney Mountain Hot Summer Night.com. And remember, that mountain is MTN.
Okay, perfect. We'll have it on our website.
Thank
you. We'll have it on our in our social. Also, you know what? Log on to our Facebook, my friends, because we had 75, 80 people that logged on, and for everyone that we saw over there at Conejo Wine and Food Festival. Oh my gosh, so much fun! All my winners out there. I love to give back to our community, and that's what it's all about. So please, please join in all those. Share our show with everyone. And again, I'm so grateful that you've tuned in here to start your day in a positive way here on the brighter side of life here in the 805. All right, we are going to take a really quick break. When we come back, we're going to be talking with City Council Member Michael Morgan and, of course, Fiesta President Nathaniel Hunnicutt, and we're going to find out a little bit about the Camarillo Fiesta Street Fair. And, of course, that is happening July 19th through the 22nd, Friday through Sunday. And let me tell you, this is like one of the largest community celebrations, so we want you all to be there. And the biggest thing, it's a free admission. I mean, go bring your family, bring your friends, bring your cars, bring your children. There's nothing that you can't do there because they've got so many things that are happening. So with that, and I just saw, actually, we have a little motorcycle show, right? Harley Davidson. So, yeah, let me tell you, it's going to be a blast. So we'd love to share that with you. We'll be right back, and we'll talk more about it.
Olé, 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 olé.
Look Good, Feel Good by Kim features beauty products that will make you look good, feel good, and do good, including top seller Lip Sense. What is Lip Sense? It's a long-lasting, waterproof, smudge-proof lipstick that won't kiss off. Cynogen's products are not tested on animals, are vegan, GMO-free, lead-free, gluten-free, and wax-free. Check out their high-quality skincare, including the anti-aging complex of ingredients in Cineplex, the latest in technologies. Call Kim so she can meet with you for a personal one-on-one. 805-419-0008. That's 805-419-0008.
The DUI attorneys and expert criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley in Moore Park and Simi Valley, California, are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. As your defense attorneys, they're on your side during one of the most difficult periods in your life. Call now at no charge and sleep better tonight. It's time to get Southern California's expert team on your side with the DUI attorneys and criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley, 805-208-1866. That's 805-206-1866. Visit www.duiattorneys-ca.com for more information.
Everybody loves hot, fresh, and delicious kettle corn. One of Kim's favorites is California Kettle Corn, family owned and operated since the summer of 2007. Every golden kernel of this superior quality popping corn is American grown in the Midwest and hand popped with care in California. You can find this amazing kettle corn being freshly popped at fairs, farmers markets, local events, and at the Newberry Park Shop. Come try a truly unique kettle corn experience with high quality kernels. California Kettle Corn, hand popped and homemade. We love it and know you will too. Book your next event. Call 805-715-1500. That's 805-715-1500.
Are you looking for a graphic designer who can service all your business printing needs? Do you need a logo or layout for a new printout or digital marketing campaign? Where to Print offers the highest quality print and competitive pricing on apparel, banners, and stationery, including 1,000 business cards for $25. Where to Print is committed to supporting local nonprofits and paying forward their good fortune to help make a difference in the community. Visit www.wheretoprint.com. That's www.wheretoprint.com or call 866-612-3333. And mention Printing with a Purpose for your 10% discount today. If you didn't know where to print, now you know.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. And, of course, we've got some amazing events that we are sharing here today on our show. And I'm telling you, I can't wait for all of you to be there. We have a couple tickets if you're just tuning in right now to the Old Boney Mountain Hot Summer Night Festival. That's happening July 12th, Thursday, 5 to 9. Over at the Los Robles Golf Course, located in Thousand Oaks. Lots of fun, craft beer, food, hot sauce, music, and cornhole. Win prizes at that. If you're already, you know, pretty good at that, definitely join that. But I'd love to give out some tickets for that. So call in right now, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Right now, we've got Camarillo Fiesta and Street Fair. And, of course, that's happening July 19th through the 22nd. And it's free admission. But we've got some things that we're going to share with you. And one of the things I want to share with you is Thursday is the Dollar Day. And that's for all the rides. And so what a perfect time to bring all your kids there and share in all the rides. But I'm actually going to just throw the whole show over to City Council member Michael Morgan. Thank you so much for being here.
Well, not sure about the whole show, but we'll give it a shot.
Okay.
Number one, this event's been going on since 64 when we had when our city became a city. Before that, it was a celebration that celebrating Don Adolfo's birthday. But this has been on Boulevard now, there on the Boulevard, Old Town, for the past 20 years.
Nice.
And we found a home, and it's really a great place to go. It's free. You're going to find a lot of places you go, you have to pay admissions.
Right.
Not ours.
That's awesome.
It's free, and we also have free shuttle rides from different, three different spots. They pick you up and bring you into the event and drop you off. And those shuttle rides will be going from all day Saturday and all day Sunday. The event, again, begins on Thursday as free, the $1 night carnival rides.
Right.
And then on Friday night, it's the carnival still going, but you also have the park at Dizdar opening up with the entertainment stage and food. We also have a beer garden there. Nathaniel talk about that later.
Okay.
But we then on Saturday, everything breaks loose, and all the vendors, up to 200 spaces on the boulevard, six blocks, that are filled with great variety of vendors. Well, he'll talk about that, though. And we have two things, major things, that we've always had a car show on the bridge there on Arneal Road.
Right.
It's been very successful. But this year, I talked to Harley Davidson, and they said, yes, we'd like to put on a motorcycle show on Saturday.
How cool is that? That's
and it
very
won't
cool.
be just their car. Theirs are dealing with different clubs. And so it's going to be a fun time on the bridge.
Fun.
And we may, not sure yet, but we're pretty sure, have a small entertainment stage where people can come up and entertain free for people on that stage, because it's been people asking us about that.
Oh, so kind of just community people that want to
sure.
share their passion.
Yes, and we have everything, sponsors, many sponsors. One of the major ones is Wells Fargo, because they bring in their stagecoach.
Oh, nice.
So people take pictures all day long in front of that stagecoach.
Uh-huh.
And we have a lot of other things, that just too many activities to name now, but there's 19 carnival rides that have everything from the bungee jumps to those kinds of things. We're so thankful to all the sponsors we've had over the years, and they've been faithful sponsors, and some major ones, Haas Automation, and again, Wells Fargo, AAA, it keeps going on and on. I'll take up your time to take them all, but...
Well, I'm so excited to be a part of it this year, too, and so I'm really excited. I always go, but now it's like, yeah, I want to be a part of this, so I'm excited to do that.
Well, you'll be there with a booth, and everybody can see, and we do give gifts out for you to give out.
Oh.
We have carnival rides.
Oh.
That we have some bands and things that we give to you and tickets. So you can, when you're talking to the customers out there, you can tell them.
There you go. I love
it. We'll have some raffle prizes.
Exactly.
Okay, yeah. Very cool. We love that.
We have an entertainment booth with a 55-inch TV that's going to be given away through the raffle, too.
Yeah, that'll be at the raffle at our information booth.
Exactly.
So you guys can come and put your raffle tickets in and
nice.
Win a couple different prizes.
I love it.
Yeah. I'd like to turn this over for the entertainment and vendors to Nathaniel.
Okay,
thank
great.
You, Mike. Thank you, Kim, for having us.
Of
We're
course.
Really excited to
yeah.
have you a part of the event. It's like Mike was saying, it's been going on as long as the city has been incorporated. So
that is so cool.
Yeah, it's a really good event. Mike's our resident historian, so I won't get into anything like that. He can fill you in on all the blanks. But as far as entertainment goes, we're going to have two stages with just amazing lineups. We have a lot of local talent. This year's theme is celebrating our city's heritage through Don Adolfo. So we've got to have some mariachis. So we've got a mariachi band, Camarillo Mariachi, or Mariachi Camarillo. And we also have La Serena. And they will be performing on the Dizdar stage and the West End stage, which will be located down by the Bella Capri Hotel. We have a lot of wonderful local talent. The Channel Air choir singers are going to be there, Mini Driver, Brush Arbor, and then we'll have quite a few tribute bands as well. So we'll have the tribute bands for Elton John, Van Halen, Fleetwood Mac, which is Twisted Gypsy. They
love it. They're very good. Yeah. All of them are great. They all have, you know, whatever your music preference is, you can find it.
We're going to cover it.
Yeah, you guys are doing a good job.
We're going to have something for everybody. That's like awesome. You were saying, you can bring your kids, you can bring your friends, and it's just an event for everybody.
Caught Red-Handed. A lot of good local groups are there, too, that everybody knows. Caught Red-Handed, along with Brush Arbor and Jeannie Tatum. A lot of very popular, famous people for the county. It was.
Right. There you go.
Yeah, we're going to have quite a few entertainment acts. It's going to be great. And as far as vendors go, we have approximately about 200 different vendors, different booths available. And if any vendors are out there, there's a couple spots left.
Oh,
you got to get in now.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, time's running out. So.
Okay, give out the website.
The website is CamrioFiesta.com.
Okay.
And you can also find us on Facebook or Instagram. You can reach out to us that way. Or we have a phone number where you can call. It's 805-764-1114.
Okay.
And that'll reach one of us at the Fiesta board.
Now, you talked about the bands. What are they for?
Okay, so the wristbands, you can't buy them. They're
Okay.
You can't get them any other way than through your show and through a couple other sources.
Okay.
So you're kind of the exclusive source for these things.
Okay, perfect.
What they do is it's unlimited rides.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
So don't Dollar Day is a free day for the rest of the whole show.
For
so
my winners on the Kim Pagano show.
They are going to hit it
just,
big.
Yeah, let's just open up our phone lines right now because I'm sure we've got lots of people that are listening and want to be a part of this. So again, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Leave us your name, your number, and your email, and one of the team members will get back with you. Michael, did you have something that you wanted to share?
No, when we talked about some of those tribute bands, Queen Nation is another one that's going to be there, and Stewart.
Yeah, the Rod Stewart.
Rod Stewart?
Yes.
I love Rod Stewart.
So there's a couple, three others that are very popular. People who want to see those. We've got, I won't tell you which group, which association said we have the best music of all the celebrations going on.
I love it. I love it. Well, you got definitely a definite variety.
We've got everything covered.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be a great event.
For 60 years, okay, I think you guys nailed it.
I think it's actually 65 years.
Oh, 65,
now,
right?
Something like that.
Wow.
We're getting up there.
Okay.
It's just getting better every year.
Nice.
So we're actually pushing probably close to, I'll say it, 40. I'd say 40,000.
That's
an
amazing
event. Yeah, the Boulevard is packed. It's always a beautiful day in Camarillo. So
I think you guys meant 55, not 65. 64 is when we began.
Oh, 64. Okay, got you. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like
okay.
I said, Mike's our resident historian.
Okay, I'm glad we got him here, right?
Hey,
yeah.
Keeps me in line.
Well, again, gosh, so much fun. Okay, and of course, that's happening July 19th through the 22nd. And of course, Thursday through Sunday. Thursday is all about the Dollar Day for the children. And then, of course, the whole weekend. Put it on your calendar so you can be there. There's really, you kind of nailed it on everything that, I mean, motorcycle show, car show. The vendor is going to be lots of fun shopping there. I'm going to be there with my makeup, so I hope to see all my listeners out there. And I'm sure there's just so much fun out there.
Carnival, entertainment stages, you want me to keep going?
Yeah.
Kim, I forgot to mention something very important.
Please.
There. Friday is actually our military discount night.
Oh, I'm glad you said that.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, so that's going to be if you show a valid military ID to any one of the carnival ticketing booths, they'll give you a discount.
And on Sunday, it's a reduced price for military.
Oh,
it's not the same, you know, $1 ticket, but it's a reduced price.
And we're just talking about the thing that they're paying for is the rides, correct?
Correct.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's all.
But everything else is free other than they have their beer and everything they have to pay for.
We also want to encourage
you to take the free stuff from the booths. You might have to pay for those.
We want to encourage everyone to also go along the Boulevard shops because the shops there will be open, and there's a lot of great little shops in Camarillo.
There is.
And so they'll have some of them have their own booths. But it'll be a lot of fun to go have them go along and look at the shops.
There
yeah,
you go.
It really showcases
support
our old town.
Our our owners and our shops.
Yeah, it's a beautiful place down there. We've put a lot of time and effort into renovating
it. It's really grown, and there's beautiful stuff there. So, yeah, I love it. I love it. I can't wait to be a part of it. And, again, this will be in my newsletter, everyone. So if you're driving and you're going, wait, you know, you can always call me and ask me any questions. They all do already. You know, reach out. And I love to share all these amazing events with everyone. Give.
By the way, if people want to come to Camarillo and spend the night, because Saturday night is kind of like a party night. I mean, all the different restaurants like Brennan's and others all along there stay open, and a lot of people, and they have fun, have entertainment. So when the carnival closes down, things close down, go to another place.
There you go.
And our hotels get full. We got a lot of hotels, but should make their reservation soon.
Okay. Is there a couple hotels that are working with us?
There's one on the boulevard, especially Bella.
Yeah, Bella.
And you got to hurry on that one.
Yeah, that's a really quaint little, it's very cool.
Yeah. That's right in front of the West End stage. It's a popular spot.
Okay. Very cool. All right. Thank you so much, you guys. I really appreciate it, and I'm really excited. I'm looking forward to this, and of course, being a part of it. And of course, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. When we come back, we are going to be talking about the Salsa Festival. And of course, that is the Oxnard Salsa Festival. It's their 25th annual Salsa Festival. And we've got some guests. We've got Maureen Chia and Chewy Rodriguez. So stay with us. And I'd love to give out some tickets to that. So call us right now at 805-419-0008. 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I've had my show.
The DUI attorneys and expert criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley in Moore Park and Simi Valley, California, are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. As your defense attorneys, they're on your side during one of the most difficult periods in your life. Call now at no charge and sleep better tonight. It's time to get Southern California's expert team on your side with the DUI attorneys and criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley. 805-208-1866. That's 805-206-1866. Visit www.duiattorneys-ca.com for more information.
Look Good, Feel Good by Kim features beauty products that will make you look good, feel good, and do good, including top seller Lip Sense. What is Lip Sense? It's a long-lasting, waterproof, smudge-proof lipstick that won't kiss off. Cynogen's products are not tested on animals, are vegan, GMO-free, lead-free, gluten-free, and wax-free. Check out their high-quality skincare, including the anti-aging complex of ingredients in Cineplex, the latest in technologies. Call Kim so she can meet with you for a personal one-on-one. 805-419-0008. That's 805-419-0008.
Tristology features contemporary, high-end quality sensual products for passionate play. Tristology is recognized in the industry as a leader and innovator for intimate toys that are classy and discreet. Tristology creates an environment where women are comfortable shopping. Tristology is about enhancing the relationship of couples and empowering women to their own sexuality through education and providing healthful, body-safe products for passionate play. Tristology not only sells pleasure products and lingerie, they offer seminar and classes too. For more information, visit Tristology.com or call 888-801-8952. That's 888-801-8952.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until, that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. remember, give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. We have lots of amazing guests and, of course, lots of amazing events that we're talking about. We've got Maureen Che in the studio, known as a Real Million Dollar Baby, former WBC intern and featherweight world champion, so much more. And of course, with her teacher, Chewy Rodriguez. And of course, I am so excited to be talking with both of them. And of course, you guys are here because you're going to be one of the community stars. I was talking, you'll hear in the beginning of your show, but I'll tell you, we were talking about not only you're a fighter, now you're a dancer. They actually asked me to do this, and I was like, oh, that's a little out of my comfort box. But gosh, I need to get brave like you.
You know, it's out of my comfort zone.
Is so it really?
Everybody automatically assumes like, oh, well, you got good footwork. And I'm like, yeah, I can dance. But when it comes to like choreographed dancing with a partner and somebody you don't know, you know, and it's salsa, and it's very different.
But I heard he's like,
oh no, he's amazing.
Amazing.
Oh no, no, amazing. Let me tell you,
so,
I am
don't know.
So fortunate.
I might have to like, yes. You know, yes. Yeah. That's, I mean, he's gonna make you look good.
Well, you know, I mean, yeah, but you know, for me, it's like I actually want to make him look good, like look better.
Well, you know what? Because, that's my saying on on my show is I make you look good and me look better.
There you go.
Okay?
I like that.
Anybody who's teaching you, you want to be them to be proud of what you've done.
Well, and as like I said, like he's become my coach. That's, so as my coach, because I'm, you know, I'm an athlete as a boxer, and then now it's an individualistic sport, boxing. So is dancing.
Right.
You know, with salsa dancing. So now it's just me and him. You know, so my coach is actually, he's literally in the ring with me, you know.
I love it.
So I like that because we're really in it together. I mean, I go to the corner in a fight, which my coach is still there, but he's in it with me.
He's
so,
in it with you, yeah.
And that's a lot. And it's intimate, and it's, you know, there's a lot, I rely on him a lot, you know, and I'm used to being in control. So it's a little different.
Yes, us women have to step back and be, you know, right?
Well, I think being a strong woman is part of it. But I think the other thing is also being a fighter, a boxer, mm-hmm. is that I'm used to, you know, getting in there and handling what I have to handle.
Right, exactly. So Chewy, tell us about how long have you been doing this? And have you been the teacher for all the other dancers? Like, I know they pick different people every year. If I would have known that you were going to be my teacher, I might have, you know. No.
Tried it, right?
Yeah.
And it's a lot of fun for sure. We started the dancing with our community, local community stars, about 12 years ago. And I have been doing it since it started. And every year we pick different community stars. You know, there was times when I trained the city manager, Ed Sotelo,
right.
The chief of police, Jim Crumban, different different dance instructors are partnered up with different students. Again, local community.
How do you partner up?
Stars.
Is it like what you think clicks? Because it's got to be a little personality thing.
Actually, it's a bit of a pull a name out of a hat.
Oh.
So we really don't know who it's always going to be.
And so what, you know, from being a professional, you know, does everybody learn? Or is there any, like, you just go, oh, she just does not get it.
Everybody has.
I just want to make sure.
Oh, yeah. No, I went over that with him. Like,
you
I
did?
Was on. No, let him tell you. Yeah, no, you can tell him everything. I'm not embarrassed. You can say it all.
Everybody can dance.
He got headbutted by me the other
day. It takes a little bit of practice. Of course, for some people that have never danced or don't try Latin dancing, it is outside of their comfort zone.
Yes.
It's a different world, you have different body movements moving, different muscles in your body moving. The other day, Mo did hit me right in the face with her elbow, and she even fell on her butt.
Oh,
that was like the third time. So I had the shoes, and my feet were hurting me because I have to get used to wearing the shoes. I'm not used to being in heels. So I said, can I just dance in my socks?
Yeah, does anybody ever fall on stage?
Oh, gosh. Oh, shh. Don't do that.
I'm not even going to say that.
It's like in a fight.
Yet.
Are you afraid of getting knocked out? Don't say that, Kim.
Okay, you're right. I just said,
nobody
you know.
Nobody
I'm
yet.
I'm kind of living through you, okay, Maureen?
You're so funny.
You know,
you're so
everybody,
funny.
Everybody can learn to dance.
Okay.
So with a little bit of practice, it's a lot
How
of fun.
How long do you practice for?
Well, usually it's maybe once or twice a week
for
about a couple hours.
But for how went like
for 6 weeks to 8 weeks?
Okay, so
depends on when they
you
get
could
started.
Probably really.
We could pull something off. It's just
something.
Oh, you know, some people learn faster than others.
I'm going to get you after the show. We're going to talk. I'm going to get you to do it. You really should. Let me tell you, I've learned so much about myself.
Really?
And think, yeah, well, you know, here's something really big that I've learned. And, you know, I was struggling with PTSD. And I didn't realize I couldn't relax. And I didn't know why I couldn't relax. And I go to therapy. And, you know, a lot of people that have know
We've
my story know that I was
this.
In abuse.
Yes,
yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, I was talking to my therapist. I'm like, I can't relax. And I don't know why. I don't know if it's because I'm lifting or is it my muscles. Or And then we started talking about some stuff. She asked me some questions. And then we realized it was a little bit of PTSD. It's a subconscious response to an emotional or physical trigger. And it's the intimacy of – I didn't know him like I know him now because we've gotten more acquainted. But in the beginning, I'm like – this guy is touching me and I'm not okay with this and this is weird and I'm like and it wasn't like a disrespect to him.
Absolutely.
I'm just not
yeah.
I'm used to this and you know and then he gives me my outfit and he's like, Maureen, come here, go try this on. And him and Yesenia, who's wonderful too, she's been assisting and she's been helping me with you know at Caliente Dance Studios. She's been great with me. So she's like, you know, go, she's there with me. I go, I put it on and I'm coming out, I'm like, I'm naked. I'm like, I'm pretty much naked. I'm like, this is just, it's just different. You know, so all of it together where I'm like, okay. And
but then you feel it, right?
Well, yeah. And but you know what? I mean, I'm a very physical person and I am a female. I always post feminine and fierce and all that. And I am. But I think letting go of the control and allowing, trusting him to lead and
that's
to.
So
but
huge.
I resisted him. Didn't I resist you? Mm-hmm. You know, like in the beginning, I was like, he was like, okay. But he's so. You know, he's such a great coach, and I understand a great coach because I've worked with some pretty great coaches, and he's a great coach.
That's
because
awesome.
And I know that. I mean, for a professional boxer to say that, you know, it speaks volumes of him. And I told him that. I'm like, you have no idea how great you are. I mean, I hope you do because
no.
I'm going to tell you.
That's
because
awesome.
It's the communication is key, and not many coaches know how to communicate with their fighter or with their dance partner.
That's huge.
And that's it.
Maureen, tell everybody, you've been on my show, you know, a bunch of times, but tell you a little bit about your journey, who you are, all your accomplishments,
oh,
and since you've been out here in Ventura, oh my God, all the things that you've given back and helped, oh. And you know, and that's kind of my voice. I'm on the same train as you.
Yeah, I know you're all about positivity, Kim.
You know,
I love it.
And
yeah.
And but also having a voice to share our accomplishments with all these different organizations. I do want to also just start off with that you are going to be dancing for the City Center.
Well, that's yeah. So
okay.
The City Center is
very
yes,
passionate
yes.
to me too.
Yes.
And
so I go to the River Community Church. Pastor Jim Duran is my pastor.
I love
and
Jim
he's,
Duran.
And he's become
yeah.
family to me because,
yeah.
you know, I moved out here and I didn't have family out here. But, you know, Oxnard and Ventura have adopted me. And I there's no holiday. I'm invited to multiple places on holidays. I'm so blessed. And I feel like family. Like I can, they're like, oh, Maureen, this is your house. I'm just like,
yeah.
What a blessing.
I know.
You know? And so for me, you know, the City Center was very near and dear to my heart because it was right when I first moved out here, maybe 2 years after I moved out here, I was asked to speak at a prayer breakfast. And I didn't realize that actually I met Jim Duran. I have to tell you the story. I met Jim Duran at a Chamber of Commerce breakfast. And it was, I think, after about 2 years, a year and a half that I lived out here. And he comes up to me. He had no idea who he was. I'm just, like, meeting people. I don't know. I'm the boxer. So he comes up, and he says, hi, I'm Jim Duran. We just start talking. And then he asked me, you know, about my boxing. And he said, do you think God gave you boxing? I said, absolutely. Boxing is a gift from God, and what I do with it is my gift back to him. Next thing I know, about maybe a month later, I'm getting a call to speak at a prayer breakfast, the YMCA. You know, Sean McCarthy was involved with that, you know, wonderful Sean. Yeah.
His celebration
yes.
of life.
Yeah.
Were
I was
you there?
Yes,
oh,
I was there.
I didn't see. Okay,
yes,
yeah.
I was there. And so, you know, and so I get there and I'm like, how do they know that my fate, like, how does anybody know? And they trust me. I mean, I'm grateful and I'm glad they did. So I gave, I spoke about my story. And the next thing I know, I'm being asked to speak. I feel like it was all a test. It was either God and everybody else. So it was, but it was fine. And so I got asked to speak at the first domestic violence Champions for Change. You know that the domestic
part
violence
of that
event.
Too, yes.
Yeah, the first one,
yeah.
And it was awesome. Take
interface?
A punch. Yes, interface. Well, no, that was the interface. This is the City Center.
Oh,
take a
City
punch.
Center.
I did
yes.
that too.
Okay, yeah.
But take a punch out of domestic violence
right.
was with the City Center
got
to
it.
Raise a room for domestic violence
yes.
victims. And I spoke, and you know it's really amazing because. I don't know. I just, when I'm asked to do something, it says it on my phone. If I can, I will.
Me too.
And that's
say
how,
yes
yeah.
to life.
That's it.
Say yes to life. I really have, and it's funny. It's like, oh God, you know, I have to like be careful because I will say yes. And it might not be today, but I will say yes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I finally have kind of learn some boundaries because for your health reason.
Of course.
You know,
well, no
if
way
not,
to take care of yourself,
I would
yeah.
be there at everything I could. So
yeah, and we spoke, and Chewy and I spoke about that. That's what I also love about the way when we have our conversations. Like we speak, we can talk about life. We can talk about, you know, health, taking care of yourself, like the importance of all of that, you know. And I've done some life coaching and just explaining just how certain things in my
you
life.
You have taken life coaching?
No, I've done
you,
a little bit.
You
I've
give
done
it.
A, I've given some
oh,
life coaching.
I love
yeah.
that. Okay.
Yeah. And so it's you know, it's part of my motivational speaking because that's my passion, you know, what I do when I speak. And you know, it's really I did it this morning. I had somebody that I spoke to about some things that she's going through, but it's all from experience.
I love you know, it. That's, it's life skills. That's what I talk about
is,
my
yeah.
show. It's life skills. We talk about the brighter side of life, and everybody always their first thing is like, "Oh, we need so much more of that." But it's how we got here.
That's
because
right.
guess what? Life happens to all of us, and we have to walk through it. And hopefully, on the other side, we have faith and we have you know trust that whatever we're doing is worth where we're going.
Yeah, and it's also just tools and having life skills. And I'm a huge advocate for therapy, which is what I love about the Transitional Living Facility, the City Center that I'll be dancing for at the Oxnard Salsa Festival, because they are transitioning people in the best way possible to go out into the world and not have to come back.
I know.
You don't want that. You know what I mean? You want to give them the opportunity. How
it's
many homeless...
Kind of like what we do with our children. We give them wings
of
to
course.
Fly.
Of course.
You know, and what a comfort, you know. And I love the way they let you be there. You have to get a job. You have to,
And they show you how to do all that. And, you know, I was a broken child. I had a very rough upbringing with my family, with things that I'd been through, and I got kicked out of high school and abusive relationships, struggled with depression, eating disorders, low self-esteem. I went through all of that, and to be where I am now is a gift. So I look at that and I'm like, I can take that experience and give it to somebody else.
You give me chills. I love it. I love that.
And it, you know what? And it told me it's kind of selfish, I'll be honest with you, because I feel so good when I can help somebody else that
oh my
it's
God.
Like, it makes me feel, but it's like,
no, but that's the only thing you give back.
Yeah, and, yeah. And you learn yeah. about yourself. You learn more. Like I hear other people's stories. Like, I want to know. Like, Chewy and I, yesterday we spoke, and he told me a little bit about his story, and he's got a pretty amazing story. And I'm just like, man, this is, like, that's what
we
it's
all
about.
Have a
Everybody's
story.
Got it.
We all have a story. And, you know, I no offense to my listeners, but the people that say, I don't have a story. My life's perfect. Let me just tell you, God doesn't give anybody a free chance here. You have to learn. And sometimes
right.
if we don't learn, it's going to happen again
yeah.
and again and again until you go, oh, I got it.
Yep.
You know, and it's just, it's life is life.
Well, that's what I love about how, you know, boxing, the correlation to boxing in life, you know, rolling with the punches. When you get knocked down, you get back up,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that's been a lot of my life. And I love how, and that's what I think really helps me with my motivational speaking, because people can, they
relate.
It. Well, it's also that. And they can, I mean, you look at my, you just Google me and you can see everything that I've been through,
right?
You know, and
exactly.
just look some stuff up, you know,
yeah.
because it's all there.
Well, again, the day that you guys are, in fact, I'm one of the sponsors on there. I'm going to have a booth there
awesome.
For my makeup and be out there. But again, what day? You're doing it on Sunday. Is that when you're dancing?
Sunday, July 29,
at
1 p.m.
Yes. Okay, good. I want all my listeners out there. Mm. We're going to be cheering. There's so many people. I mean, each one of the dancers are amazing. And they're for all these
But we're
going to
win.
Guys. There you go. I
but
like
we're going to win. Like,
okay.
listen, I'm a champion for a reason. And he's a champion. He's a five-time champion at
okay.
the Salsa Festival. And he's
okay.
a two-time LA. Champion, also champion. So I'm with a champion. I'm a champion.
And so what do people have to do? Do they donate?
So what you got to okay. So here's what you have to do. You have to go to. Well, I have first. I'd love everybody to follow me. I'm going to be posting videos of Chewy and I and things that we've done. Like we went to a salsa club last night and I danced salsa and I put video out there and just seeing me. I'll be doing some performances locally. I don't have dates and places yet, but I'll be doing some to practice. You can follow me at Maureen_Shay on Instagram, and then Chewy's is on Instagram is
Chewy Rumba Buena.
Okay.
Or you
or just follow Maureen.
Just follow me, and then you'll get it.
Yeah.
And Facebook, my Facebook, Maureen Shay or Maureen the Real Million Dollar Baby Shay. But they have to go to the Oxnard Salsa Festival website
okay.
and then click on me and vote
okay.
for me. $1 a vote.
Okay, $1 a vote. There you go. All right, that is in my newsletter. I will get that out. This whole thing will be on my website, KimPaganoShow.com. All right, thank you so much, both of you guys, and for being
thank
a part
you.
Of our show, The Brighter Side of
thank
Life.
Thank you for having us.
I know. I want to have you back and
you're
talk
gonna,
more.
You're going to, yeah.
More.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to get on you about
yeah.
that. Yeah,
okay.
next year.
I love it, definitely. Yeah. Okay, and also, stay with us. We have one more interview, and of course, we're going to be talking with John Hammerlund, and we're going to find out a little bit about the new Medicare cards. We'll be right back. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I've got tickets, and I'd love to get them out there to you for the Oxnard Salsa Festival. So stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll be right back.
Yeah. Yeah. got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. Off from my city, off from my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine.
Tristology features contemporary, high-end quality sensual products for passionate play. Tristology is recognized in the industry as a leader and innovator for intimate toys that are classy and discreet. Tristology creates an environment where women are comfortable shopping. Tristology is about enhancing the relationship of couples and empowering women to their own sexuality through education and providing healthful, body-safe products for passionate play. Tristology not only sells pleasure products and lingerie, they offer seminar and classes too. For more information, visit Tristology.com or call 888-801-8952. That's 888-801-8952.
The DUI attorneys and expert criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley in Moorpark and Simi Valley, California, are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. As your defense attorneys, they're on your side during one of the most difficult periods in your life. Call now at no charge and sleep better tonight. It's time to get Southern California's expert team on your side with the DUI attorneys and criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley. 805-208-1866. That's 805-206-1866. Visit www.duiattorneys-ca.com for more information.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show. And, of course, it's all about the brighter side of life. And I'm really excited to introduce and welcome John Hammerlund. And you're going to be discussing the new cards and when and how we'll use them, right, and how we'll receive them. And, of course, we're talking about the Medicare cards. When are we supposed to get – when – are not me, but when are my listeners supposed to be getting them?
So we are sending the cards out across the country. We began in April in the East Coast. We're now sending them this June to certain Western states, and that will continue around the country through the remainder of the year.
Now, is that a little different? Like, usually do they go in and get them, or is Medi-Cal mailing new cards, or what's different?
Right. So Medicare is mailing out the cards directly to Medicare beneficiaries. Medicare beneficiaries don't have to do anything. The card just comes to them in the mail and it's free. And the reason why we're doing it is because we want to better protect Medicare beneficiaries from identity theft and fraud.
Mm-hmm. That's everywhere nowadays, isn't it?
Well, it is. And what we're doing is removing the Social Security number.
And, oh, wonderful.
Right. And we're putting in place a unique, randomly generated alphanumeric identifier.
Oh, so much better. What a great idea. That's so much better. So how do the new cards, so that's their protection, basically, right, with their identity?
That's right. It's really designed to protect the identity of the Medicare beneficiaries. It also protects the Medicare program as a whole from possible fraud.
Well, and John, can you just tell my listeners a little bit, if you're just tuning in or waking up, starting your day in a positive way, again, you're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, and of course, we've got John Hammerlund on here, and tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Well, I work at an agency called the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, and we're the agency that administers the Medicare program and works in conjunction with the states on Medicaid and the Affordable Care Act and other aspects of federal health care insurance.
And so once somebody receives their new card, what do they do?
When you receive your new card, you can begin using it right away. And we also ask that beneficiaries destroy their old cards in a secure fashion. So that means shredding it or cutting up in small pieces, not just throwing it away or putting it in a recycling bin.
And just for my listeners, because, you know, sometimes do we have to call it in? Do we have to say we received it? Do we have to authorize it? Anything like that?
No. You receive the card by the mail automatically, and you can begin using it right away and destroy your old card. Nothing else you have to do.
Okay. And what else? Where can my listeners go for more information about this? What if they don't receive a card?
Well, so you can go to medicare.gov/new card, and that's where you can find out all the information about the new card that we're mailing out. And for residents, if they have not received their cards within about a month of when we've begun the mailing, they can also go onto that website, or they can call 1-800-MEDICARE, that's our toll-free line, and they could let us know that they did not receive their cards, and we'll be sure to send it to them.
And have a lot of people already received cards?
Yes, we've had millions of beneficiaries across the country that have already successfully received the cards. And as I said, we're going to be sending out these cards in different waves across the country throughout the year.
Got it. Okay. All right. And if they've moved or they've changed their addresses or anything, they need to make sure that this card isn't out there floating somewhere, correct?
Right, that would be particularly helpful because we are sending the cards to the address that is on file with the Social Security Administration.
Okay.
So if somebody's changed their address, they should go to the Social Security Administration, call them or go to their website and make sure that the address is accurate and correct.
Right, and unlike the old ones, actually they won't have a lot of information on it, so it's not going to be as detrimental as the old ones with your Social Security and everything on there, correct?
That's right. The most important thing about the new cards is that they no longer have the Social Security number on them. There's also a couple of other features. Their cards are a little bit smaller, so they're more like a credit card size and fit better in the wallet. They're in Spanish as well as English. We don't require people to sign their cards anymore, and we removed the gender information from the card.
Oh, wow. So that's a big change right there. That's awesome. All right. Dawn, I thank you so much for sharing this here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And I just think that this is another way of kind of simplifying our life a little bit more and protecting us.
Thanks.
At the same time.
Thank you for having me.
You got it. Have a great rest of your day.
All right. Well, we are at the end of our show. I thank you all for being here. And, of course, if you're celebrating 4th of July this weekend or you're celebrating it next weekend or in the middle on the 4th of July, I want you to have a safe one. And remember your pets. That's a big deal. Remember your pets. But with that, we always end our show with a moment of happiness. The best preparation for tomorrow is doing your best for today. With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And, of course, get out there and enjoy all these great events that are happening. I'd love to see you there. With that, have a great rest of your day.